This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. On this final Sunday before Christmas, we look at some of the voices that speak to us during this glorious time of the year. The voices come from a variety of places, but their message is just as clear today as when they first spoke. Please stay with us and enjoy this inspiring message entitled, Voices Are Speaking.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the Christmas story. We thank thee that you have loved us so much, that you have come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and through faith in him, we have the promise of everlasting life. Grant, O God, that you will not take us away from this season without having put into our hearts this message which can change our lives, that Christ is God, the Savior of the world. Again and again it has been repeated. O God, we pray that it may be built into our hearts, not only to know it, but to experience it. In Christ's name, amen.
Jesus.
Friends in Christ, in this Advent and Christmas season of the year, we hear many strange words. Strange in the sense that we don't hear them quite as often in other parts of the year. But it is during this time that we talk about a Savior, saved, regeneration, all the rest of those things. They are voices that are being used to tell the story of Jesus Christ and his coming to this earth. They are the stories that come from the lips of angels and prophets and many, many evangelists. All are telling it until it comes right down to where you and I live as we open the book that is known to us as the Bible, hear it preached, we sing it. This is the Christmas gospel, and I'd like to visit with you about voices in this time of the year. Let's take the first voice. That's the voice of Joseph. Joseph, you will remember, had a carpenter shop in Nazareth, and there people came to get their wooded wares and have a little conversation from time to time. Then when you read in the Gospel of Matthew, there is a story that is very interesting. Now listen to the language that is used. This is how the story of the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, that is, before they had intercourse, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel, now here's an angel speaking, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. In a dream. And that angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary to be his wife. There is nothing said about how Joseph reacted verbally. Just did what the Lord told him to do through the angel. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And being obedient, this man, Joseph, gave him the name Jesus. That's the story of Christmas. And we hear it over and over again. Now his fiancée was named Mary. She was engaged to be married to Joseph. But remember, they had never lived together. They were engaged in this town of Nazareth in Galilee, and the angel came to her one day and said, Mary, you're going to have a baby. And Mary was afraid. Mary was troubled at the angel's visitation. Do not be afraid, Mary, the angel said. You will have a child, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom, Mary, will never end. And along with some other conversation, Mary said, I don't know how that can be, since I am a virgin. And the angel said, the Most High will overshadow you, and one will be born, and you shall call him the Son of God. Now, those are parts of the story, that really tell us how God came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. Those voices, my friend, those voices are still speaking. They don't come to us, at least they haven't to me, by angels. They come first, I imagine, in the scriptures. There I can open up the Gospel of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, and I can hear the same story. Luke is especially lengthy on it and wants the people to know how God came into this world. So when I do my quiet time in the day, especially at this time of the year, I read back and forth, meditating and saying, this is how my sins are forgiven. And so as I begin this new day, Lord Jesus, I ask that the sins of the past will go away. And when I close the day, I can say, and those things that I have done that are contrary to your word, you can forgive. That's the gospel. And that is found in the scriptures. And then because I belong to a church that really believes this gospel, I can go there on a Sunday. And I can hear the pastor get into that pulpit. And he begins to tell them the story of Jesus. We're not going to hear anything new as far as the story is concerned. He'll have some new applications. He'll let us know what's going on in our own life, you can be sure. But it's in the sermon of a gospel-preaching Savior. If you do not hear that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, go find it in some other church. For that is the message of this day. Or you'll hear it in the carols. When all else has failed, how good it is to hear the carol. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Now Jesus is being referred to as a king. And we are taught that he is building a kingdom. And the kingdom is going to the uttermost parts of the earth. And people in every language will be hearing that on that day in Bethlehem of Judea, there was born a Savior who was Christ the Lord. I will hear it, or will read it, in the Christmas cards that come. Sometimes there are these beautiful cards, and then they'll have great writings on them. And you'll say to your loved ones as you read these poems that depict Christ as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, when did these people come to Christ? When were they converted? 2 years ago when we had them at our house, they were unbelievers. But now they're sending us a card in which they really say Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Well, I pray it's true. I can't imagine that a person who so disbelieved would do differently in our day. How are they received? How are they received in your home? Now, I like to depict those Christmas Eve days, and I'm going to depict one as I knew it in my day. It started probably at about 4 o'clock, and we were going to have a service in the church. Many people came, hadn't seen them for years, but there they were, and we were glad to see them. Now, what did they hear? They heard that Jesus was the Son of God. And so you would ask them, do you really believe this? And a young man would say, no, I really don't, except I do tonight. There's something about that story. Born in Bethlehem, born in a manger. Words that have dug deeply into my heart, and I throw them away, but they come popping right back. My pastor knows the experience that I'm having, and he's quite discouraged with me. You had been such a nice young man in the classes, and you had left home a person who truly believed in Christ. He said, I didn't want to tell that pastor, no, I still have something inside of me. And then I'll say to him, don't forget, Pastor, God isn't done with me yet. I am still wrestling. Well, another fellow will hear this conversation, and maybe another relative. And he said, when you get all done, you will finally reject it. We're not going to hurt Mother and Dad's feelings here tonight. We're not going to come out with those kind of statements. It would kill them, because their whole life is built around this. But you and I know, Bob, that the real brains that we have met, the real educators, if you ask them, do they believe that Jesus is born of the Virgin Mary? And you will say, some. Well, where do you go to school? And you name the state universities you go to. You say to your friend, there are those professors that don't believe that. But remember this. There are also huge numbers of them that meet for Bible studies, who are leaders in their churches. There are many, many highly educated men who have received Jesus and rejoice in him tonight. But you have to admit that most are indifferent. They're lukewarm. And I have to admit, it's true, most of them are. But never forget, believers are found everywhere. And those people have listened to the words that started 2,000 years ago and continue to ring in these glorious carols. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And we've got a new king. We've got a king who is errorless. We have a king that moves to all parts of the earth. Don't forget that. We have got a king. And so that gospel has been preached around the world. And there are millions of people through the years who have come to say, he is my Savior. He is my Lord. That's the important thing. Think about it. Think about how 2,000 years after Jesus had grown, had died, had been crucified, had been raised, and lived. And he was being preached today. Remember, only after he was 33 years old, and he had been crucified for the sins of the world. They were celebrating Pentecost Sunday, And Peter got up with another vocabulary. They had accused the people who worshipped him as being drunk. And Peter said, they are not drunk. Don't you believe that? They are not drunk. This is true. He was and is the Son of God. And when he was done that night, Peter, through his preaching and the power of the Holy Spirit coming in upon them, could count 3,000 people who had been saved that night because they had heard the gospel. There are many people, I grant it, with tears in my eyes and a heavy heart, who simply say no. Some of them are close friends. Some of them are my relatives. They say no. But that matters not. Keep on preaching. Keep on witnessing. Keep on telling. For don't forget, the Holy Spirit is powerful. And he can give you the strength and the message to carry it on to the far parts of the world. Friend, strange language it is, to be sure. Strange teaching. But a glorious, glorious time when the newborn Savior comes into our hearts and we sing, into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I am soon to be 90 years old. And that message is just as clear to me today as it was when I was small. It has brought me peace, comfort, and joy. If you have it, you know what I say is true. If you're wrestling with it, you know how heavy it really is. If you reject it, listen once more, and a great miracle can happen in your life. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for this glorious Christmastide. We think back over the years as children and what it meant to be able to sing those carols and to have a part in the Christmas stories at the church as it was presented to the congregation, and to find in our home that warmth that only the gospel can give. Lord, we pray that it may not only be done in our homes, but we pray, Heavenly Father, that it may be done in homes that have never heard of that gospel before. Pray that it may move us to reach out with it and to be messengers of the cross, but also messages of how it started in Bethlehem. God in heaven, thanks for the gospel. May the church always be faithful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped fill you with the joy of the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. We are supported by the financial gifts of those who have been helped and those who want to help us in reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are especially grateful for our gift every month, GEM Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. For your convenience, we are also able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help defray production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is available to be read or heard anytime on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 77th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.